Welcome to Conversations with Anne Elizabeth, the podcast inspired by my book, I'm a Registered Dietitian, Now What?, where I have the absolute joy to sit back, relax, and have a conversation about nutrition with a variety of people who share their personal story of passion and purpose, especially registered dietitians. Today's conversation is with Fong Wen, a newly crowned registered dietitian who started her career by going to an aviation academy in her home country of Vietnam, and after 3 years realized it was not her passion. Her life took a fun spin, and she realized she has always loved everything about food, which led her to dietetics. Learn about her journey so far and where she is making her mark in the dietetics field. Please enjoy my conversation with Fong. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I had such a lovely time meeting you in January, which is like a long time ago, right? Like that was a long time ago when we actually met in person. But we met at a great event that was hosted by Celestina. That was a dietitian kind of get together. And we sat next to each other, but we kind of chatted and then we got distracted. And so I thought it'd be great for us to have just a one-on-one today.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. Yes, so we sat kind of right next to each other, and it was Laura in between us, and
yes.
I had a good time talking to you both. So thank you for having me here today.
Yes, and gosh, it was, I think when we initially met each other, you were still in your internship, correct?
Right.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Okay. We'll get to that, I'm sure. But why don't we, let's go back to when you got interested in dietetics, nutrition. How did that all start for you?
Okay. So I first went to an aviation academy. So that was my first college. And 3 years in, I realized that that was not for me. At 18 years old, I thought that I wanted something to do with a career that would allow me to travel a lot and all that aviation and all the plane thing. But then that didn't work out. I realized that was not for me. So,
That's a completely different career.
Yeah. I took a break and I took a step back. I went home and then I kept my record at school, thinking that maybe I just need a break and then I can come back to it. But then there was a certain change, and I traveled to Japan, and then I lived there for 2 years, and then I migrated to the States. And then when I went to the States, that is a very long way from home, from Vietnam. So I'm originally from Vietnam. I'm Vietnamese. So when I was so far away from home, the first thing that really got me was that I missed home cooked food. Like Vietnamese food in the States, there was not a whole lot. I mean, at that time around me, there was not a whole lot of options for Vietnamese food. So I learned how to cook for myself. Before that, I didn't cook at all. And then when I started cooking, I got really interested in learning about food. And then people around me started to tell me that, well, you cook great food and maybe you should look into something that has to do with culinary or maybe something about nutritionist. And so I started looking into that route and I thought, wow, this is really for me because I love food. And now being a dietitian, I would be able to help people to heal their health with food. So that is a very simplified version of how I got into the nutrition profession.
Oh my gosh. So where was aviation school then for you? Was that back home in Vietnam?
Yes.
Okay.
That was.
So when you decided to come over to the state, I mean, like that's a big, like you said, that's super far away from home. You didn't have any, like your culture wasn't really here. So for you to stay here, obviously, and go to school, that had to be a big decision in itself.
Right. You know what? The fun thing is that I actually got married and moved to the States. So I skipped out that part.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So, yeah, I got married. And then my husband was in the Navy at the time. And his duty station changed. And then we moved to the States.
So gotcha.
That's why.
Okay, that makes more sense then. Because I don't know if I could do that all by myself. I would be really lonely.
Right.
So where did you land then when he was stationed back here in the United States?
So we came to Arizona. So we stationed in Arizona for about 2 years. And around that time, I because of my education in Vietnam, didn't get translated to, I couldn't find the equivalents of all the credits that I took at the Aviation Academy with the schools in the state. So I had to start over. So I took a few credits, different classes at a college in Arizona, and I just accumulated a bunch of different credits. And then I looked into the route of becoming a dietitian, and then it started from there. So I accumulated a bunch of credits, and then I looked into, at first I was looking at the University of Arizona because they had the dietetic program at that time. But then when I was ready to apply for the program, I think the program was no longer accredited by the academy.
Oh,
so
that's a bummer.
Right. So, and then we received a new offer. So we had to move to New Jersey for the next duty station in New Jersey. And I was so happy because in New Jersey, there is a university that is accredited by the academy, and they offer the coordinated program. So it was just right because I was able to transfer my credits to Rowan University in New Jersey. And so I thought, well, everything just laid out for me because it's just the perfect timing. And then, so here we are.
Here you are. Yes. That is hard, I'm sure, when you go to university or go to school in your home country, and then you come to the United States and none of your credits transfer. Like that has to be very hard to start all over again with your education.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I was not, I was actually excited to start over just because I knew for myself that I was not familiar at all with the education system this day. So I wanted to start slowly, just one step at a time and get used to what's going on at the States because we have different education systems. So
sure. Was that a hard transition or did you adapt pretty well?
It was different, and I really liked that I got to learn about the U.S. history and took some other classes that I didn't get to take in Vietnam because when I was in Vietnam, when I was in the Aviation Academy, I was in the business administration major, so the classes were totally different.
And sure.
So the classes I took here were very interesting to me. So I would agree with that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It didn't feel like you were just doing it because you had to. So that's great. And then you landed in a great place and you found dietetics. Do you think that you've coupled your wanting to cook and that part of the desire when you first started with where you're at now? How has that transition been?
So when I started, I had to take classes like chemistry and math and all that all over. So that was not fun, but that really picked my brain a little bit. So I got to think and do all that homework again. But when I got to the nutrition science classes, I was very happy because I got to learn about the science side of things. I was just very happy to understand. I have always been the person that really wanted to know the root cause of everything, why things happen certain way. So when I learned about macro and micronutrient classes, that was very interesting to me. And I actually was very interested. So it was, I wouldn't say that it was hard for me, just because I knew I wanted to learn that.
And so, you and I are the same because I loved that class on micro and macronutrients. I was fascinated by that. And I think that's interesting that you said that because that's what hooked me to dietetics was that class.
Yes. It was not exactly what I imagined before I started school. But then when I got into the classes, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so awesome because that's just what I wanted. And so I got to combine the science and then also the food science where I learned how taste buds can change and all the different, the reactions and everything. It just made me very happy. So I wouldn't say going back to school was very difficult for me just because I really liked it.
That's awesome. So you knew you were in the right place. So that's good.
Right.
So you recently, I think you've recently wrapped up with your internship program. So you did the coordinated program at the school that you did your undergrad. And so therefore you went right into your internship, correct?
Right. I graduated with my master's program back in May this year. And I finished my internship also. So right now I'm in the process of preparing for the exam.
Ooh, that's cool. Congratulations on getting your master's degree. What is your official master's degree in?
It's in a master's of science in nutrition and dietetics.
Awesome. Awesome. And how's studying going for you?
I actually just got back from a trip. So after I graduated, I took a break. I decided to take a break because of COVID and I haven't been home. I thought maybe a break would do me some good. So I went back home. I just got back to the States and now I just started study. So
you're back in the study mode. Well, I'm glad you got to go home. I know you said earlier before we started that you hadn't been home in 4 years. So that's a long time to not be able to go home. So I'm glad you took that time off.
Yes, I was hoping that my family would be here for my graduation, but they couldn't because of the visa. There are some problems with visas. So because they couldn't come here for my graduation, so I decided to go home and celebrate there.
That's good. Did they have a party for you?
Yes, we took a family trip. So that was fun.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. That's probably even better than having them here for your graduation. Did they get to watch it virtually? Did they get to watch it? Is there virtual links for it?
No, they didn't get to watch it. But yeah, that was fun anyway, because I actually surprised my parents. Nobody knew I was coming home. I just went up to the house and everybody was just appalled.
Great.
Yes.
So great. Oh, good. Okay. So I know you're going to take the test, which everybody does, right? And I'm sure you'll do fantastic. Do you have a date that you're going to take that? Do you have it in mind?
Yes. I'm hoping to take the exam in August.
Okay. You'll be good. I think I studied like a month and I was perfectly fine. So I think you'll be just fine.
No, sorry.
So what are your plans? So kind of share, you know, you've gone through such a big change in life. You got married, you moved to the United States, you found dietetics, which is amazing. What does the future kind of look like for you? What kind of things interest you and where would you like to take your education?
So during my internship, I got to experience different sides of dietetics. So I got to experience the clinical side of things. I did a short internship in food regulation, in labeling, and then also in the community. So there are a lot of things that I want to do. A part of the reason why I want to take a step back is to really ask myself what I want to do now. Because I'm interested in many things. I like a little bit of research, a little bit of food production, and a bit of clinical. So, I think there are many opportunities out there that I need to explore more. But I know for myself that I want some a career that allows me to be flexible with my schedule. So maybe something would allow me to work from home. Excuse me.
Sure. Well, and also to kind of accommodate your just your military life too, right? Because that makes it a little bit more complicated in case you would get stationed somewhere else.
Exactly. Yes.
I think that's interesting that you mentioned like regulation, like food regulation and things like that. Like maybe share a little bit more about that and how that was a different experience that a lot of people don't get in their internship. So maybe share a little bit more about that.
Right. So I would say that I was very lucky that, well, a part of that was because during COVID, a lot of internship sites couldn't accommodate students in like to do the internship in person. So I wanted to explore what's out there. So I went on LinkedIn and I looked, I followed some people on LinkedIn, and there was one dietitian that specializes in food regulation. So I reached her, I messaged her. I didn't know this lady, but I decided to message her to see if she would be willing to take on an intern because I want an internship and I want this experience. So, and she responded and she was very happy to take me on as an intern. So that's really just and during this internship, I got to learn about different FDA regulations on certain food, the label, and what can be put on the package and what can't not be put on a package. There were many things I learned during that time that was very interesting to me.
That is a cool area because they're so, and I mean, how awesome that you took the initiative and just found someone on LinkedIn and said, hey, do you want to work with me? And that's, I mean, that's a great message for all dietitians, students and current dietitians.
Yes, I would say I thought to myself that, well, if I message somebody now and what's the worst thing can happen? Well, yeah. They can just say no and that's fine. I can look somewhere else because I sent out a lot of different emails just asking if any dietitians around me would be willing to take me on as an intern. But I understand that there would be a lot, many other things that wouldn't be appropriate for me to shadow or to be an intern in there. But that was, I'm very grateful that the dietitian took me on as an intern during that.
Yes. What a great experience. I can see where that would be an interesting area to work in because it's probably a lot of details that you don't really think about.
Right. Right.
And about research, what do you think you'd want to kind of do with research?
So, my university is a research university, so there is always something going on. My professors are always conducting research. So we students would always receive emails saying that we need help with this certain, with this study, and if anybody is interested in participating in this study, just let me know. So I whenever I see something that I like, I would always respond and ask if I could help with that. And my program is within the health and exercise science. So
We
do a lot of performance, nutrition, or behavioral health studies. So I was lucky to be a part of a research that study about the health behaviors of student and staff during COVID and see how the pandemic would affect their eating behavior or health behaviors. So that was very interesting to me because I get to learn about how from the start to finish of conducting a research. So I thought maybe I would want to look into that someday.
Oh, very interesting. You can expose to some really great stuff. I love it. Even through COVID, you know, like even through COVID, there was some good things that came out of it.
Yes, definitely.
Did you have, I know that you, you know, we kind of said what you'd like to work in, but do you have like this dream job in your head that you would like love to do or create or anything like that for the future?
Yes. So right now, my interest is in performance nutrition. So every now and then I would change my interest because I just...
Yes. You can do that.
You can do within this firm, this within this profession. So I keep changing my mind. But if there's anything, I think that I would like to do something in sports nutrition or performance nutrition.
Awesome. I think that's a great area. And I think that's a growing area too, because more and more dietitians are getting into that sports and performance area. And I think more like businesses and colleges, and they're recognizing how important it is too.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's great. Maybe you'll have your own little business and you can travel the country with your spouse and, you know, just help people all over.
Right. I have always wanted to have a practice sometimes in the future, but, you know, in school, they don't teach us how to operate a business or how to own a private practice. So that's what I really wanted to learn. But unfortunately, we didn't have that option within our curriculum. I always imagine if I had a private practice, maybe I would be able to travel back and forth between the States and Vietnam so I can see my family more often without thinking like, oh, I have to request leave in the future.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That would be ideal because then you could go back and forth and you could still, you know, take care of your clients when you're also enjoying time with your family.
Right. I can set my own schedule and work on my own terms and that would be great.
You might have to wake up at crazy hours, but you could do that, right?
Yes, definitely. At least about 13 hours ahead of the States. In Vietnam, it's about 13 hours, yes.
So that's not too bad. Like, you could definitely make that work then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay up at midnight.
Yeah, you just turn into a night owl. You'd have to readjust as you bounce back and forth. You just be that, you know, nomad life, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm excited for you and all that is to come. I think it's so interesting how, you know, you've just navigated this whole random career that you didn't even know existed before you came over here and you found such a passion for it, which I think is so wonderful. We need more dietitians like you that have that sincere passion.
Yeah, thank you. Well,
and then, yeah.
Well, it is definitely a very different experience for me. And I forgot to mention that one of the reasons why I got into this profession was because a part of that is because of my family. So one of my family members has diabetes. So that it was one of the kind of motivation for me just to learn more about the scientific side of things within this room.
So now you can be, do they have dietitians in Vietnam?
There are dietitians in Vietnam, but it's just the nature is the culture of the country that dietitian, I feel like dietitians don't have a lot of room to thrive in the country.
Sure.
Yes.
That makes sense. And that's where, like, when you do, you've seen, if you had a family member that had diabetes, you probably saw kind of that angle, if there was a dietitian involvement or not, and how you can do that, you know, change that and do that differently and help your family in a different way with the education that you have.
Right. And also the country doesn't have a lot of strict regulations of how certain professions can work within the country. So
anybody can do it.
Right. There are a lot of misinformation in the country and there are not a whole lot of protection for the profession just yet.
Oh, well, see, like, you could be that person when you're when you're visiting. You could start a revolution over there that way. That would be awesome.
Yeah. That would be a dream for me.
Well, thanks for answering all my easy questions. Are you ready for my hard questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. My hard questions. So why don't you share with me some foods that you enjoy?
Ooh, that is a very hard question because I love food, and I love all kinds of food from different cultures. Because if I had to pick anything, I would love to say that it is the noodle dish from my hometown. Well, are you asking like certain kind of ethnic cuisine?
Oh, whatever your favorites are. So you just might have to explain your noodle dish to us and what's in it, because so we can all get really hungry and wish we were eating it.
Okay, so that is wan noodles. So that is originates from the middle part of Vietnam. It composes of thick bland rice noodles with a mix of different herbs and green leaves. It has quail eggs, some pork, like pork belly, and some shrimp in it.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
That's something that I always dream of whenever I'm homesick.
Do you? Yeah. Do you try to make it yourself at home? Yes. While you're here? Yeah. Does it taste the same though? Probably not.
Well, I wouldn't say so, just because the herbs is like the soul of the dish. And the herbs that are grown in Vietnam have this very special taste. I think it's in the soil.
Oh, probably.
Yes. So that is the interesting thing about it. Eat the dish somewhere else in Vietnam, you wouldn't get the same taste.
Interesting. Oh gosh, I hope you had lots of it when you were home.
Definitely I did.
Good. What about beverages that you enjoy, things that you like to drink?
I would say coffee, and yes, coffee, Vietnamese coffee, I would say so. Vietnamese coffee is, it has condensed milk with strong, robust coffee. So it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delicious.
It's very strong. It's like Vietnamese espresso. It's very similar to the. So Vietnam was colonized by the French back then. So we use this coffee that is very similar to the French press, but it's a little metal thingy that we use to make our coffee. So I have to show you a picture of that because
you might have to send me a picture so I can see what that looks like. And it's super strong, like it's really strong.
It is very, I can't drink it in one sitting. I have to take it within like a few hours. Like,
do you?
Yes.
It probably got you through school and your internship though, right?
It did.
And then how much condensed milk is in there? Just like a little, like a couple tablespoons, or what does that look like?
I usually use a teaspoon. I like my coffee to be bitter and very strong, so I don't drink a whole lot of condensed milk, but just a teeny tiny bit of that is enough for me. Some people like a lot more than that, but for me, I just need one teaspoon.
Oh, interesting. You're teaching me a lot. I like this. Any other beverages that you want to share?
I like to make smoothies. Not the smoothie, but more like beet juice, I would say. Beet juice with ginger in mango. Oh. That's my to-go. So I usually like to drink that before my workout because beets really makes me feel like pumped up and ready for any kind of workout I would be doing.
I've heard that about beets, that beets have, what is it? Is it nitric
oxide? Yes.
Yes. And so like you just do like a beet. Do you like actually buy the beets and then pure like make juice them? Yes. Okay.
Yes. Beetroot.
Oh my gosh.
Beetroot. Yes.
Good for you. That's messy. I'd have to wear black to make anything beet juice because I would just stain all my clothes.
Right, that's the thing about beets. My hands always get so
red.
It's like I've just murdered someone.
I will say, I think like beets though do taste better in a juice. I'd rather drink beets than eat them. That sounds weird, but.
Same, me too. I don't like to eat beets because of the earthy taste of it, but I need to use a lot of ginger with beet just to get the smell and the taste down.
Even though I know that makes sense.
Yeah. So I usually would use something sweet and spicy, just to hide that earthy taste of beach.
I would never thought of like the ginger being spicy and then the mango being sweet, and that just kind of balances it out.
Right, right.
You are so smart. I'm learning so much from you. I love it. What about scents or smells that you enjoy?
Scents or smells that I enjoy. I like sandalwood. Yeah, and I like to burn incense as well.
Those were both two good smells. My family used to burn incense all the time when we were younger, and I love that smell. I can smell it right now. It smells so good.
Yeah. There's just something about incense that makes me feel comfortable, maybe because of my culture. We burn a lot of incense at home, like every time before a meal, or like first thing in the morning and before dinner time. My dad would always burn incense to do bow in front of the ancestor for them to look over us. So that smell really in me. So.
Yeah, it just reminds you of home and your family, and it's probably very comforting.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. If there was someone, maybe they are alive or they've passed on, that you would like to sit down with and have some Vietnamese coffee, or have a cocktail, or just kind of have a meal together, who would be someone that you would like to do that with?
I would like to do that with my mom and dad, if I could do two people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that would be my parents.
Can't go wrong with that, right? Yeah. Especially when they live so far away.
Right. Yeah, yes. I don't get to see them every few years. So it's very important to me. I think about them all the time, but I don't get to see them very often. So yeah, I would take that opportunity to have a meeting.
See them.
Yes.
Oh, love it. Love it. And then what brings you joy in life?
Cook for other people. I really love cooking for people. I make food all the time for my neighbor, for my friends, and everybody I know that I really like. It makes me happy when I see people enjoy my food and eat well.
That is so sweet. I bet you are a fantastic cook. I think it's funny that you didn't cook before and now you really love it and enjoy it.
Yeah. It's like cooking for other people is like my love language. If other people cook for me, I would be so happy. Like,
yes.
Yeah, they cook it for me.
Aw, well, that's great. I love, and your Instagram, you always share such, like, you share food and you share just lots of great things on there. So we'll make sure to connect your account to the show notes too, so people can see the things that you enjoy as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, it's been lovely chatting with you today. I look forward to, you'll have to keep me updated on all the things that happen in your life and the big changes ahead for you. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you.
I think it's amazing how Fong just completely did probably a 180 from where she was at going to aviation school, and then really pursued her passion for food and found dietetics along the way. Obviously, she had a fun little twist in her life, which led her to the United States, which I think is great. When we actually taped the podcast, she was studying for her test and literally just found out probably about a week ago that she had passed. So that's so exciting that she's, you know, all of her hard work is paying off, that she really chose this profession. And I mean, to go through school all over again and to find her passion in dietetics is just fantastic. I loved being able to meet her in person as well. We met at a conference, and she is just a lovely human being. So definitely love seeing her food and learning more about her culture. Please check the show notes, because there's a couple of recipes of things that we talked about in the podcast, which I have tried Vietnam coffee, and it is delicious. So highly recommend. Remember to be great always, find the joy in each day, and to start a conversation that truly matters.